We know you're uncertain about psychics. Is this fortune teller you found on a forum legit?
Your one true love is...
me!
That's why California psychics reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work with us. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. New customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. So, experience the joy of certainty at californiapsychics.com. Experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
At Sierra, discover joyous deals on great gifts for everyone on your list, like cozy slippers, ski gear, fishing poles, bikes, large kayaks, even larger canoes. Whew. Which might lead to another discovery. Wrapping gifts is the only sport you need to stay fit this season. Tis the season to discover great gifts at unexpectedly low prices. Sierra, let's get moving.
Can't get enough of the Fan in the Morning?
Shown up.
Because this is nothing like that.
Twerking.
Al and Jerry are here with stories they'd never get to cover on the morning show.
Very sexy robot.
Hey, look at that pig.
Shenanigans.
Naked yoga.
My mother had a bad experience with these goats.
Let's hump the fence.
It's Al and Jerry's post-game podcast.
All right, we start a Thursday podcast for you, Al. I do have one thing before we get out of here. I want to talk about Gary Brecka for just a minute.
All right.
Well, what do you got going on?
Well, I have to go leave early today because I got a dental appointment, Jerry. You have any, like, I don't know if they're called caps or crowns.
I don't.
Or it's like a thing that goes over your tooth. Well, I had one done in, like, 2013, and evidently it's chipped now.
Wow, 12 years you've had it?
Yeah, 12 years.
Damn.
So that's pretty good.
The dentist is yours pretty good.
Oh, he's pretty good, Jerry.
I got to go see him.
My brother-in-law.
I've asked you for the information. You haven't given it to me yet.
Edison Dental Arts.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go.
Dr. Paul Tedeschi.
Dr. Paul.
That's my brother-in-law.
Very good.
So he's my dentist. And I guess he's going to, you know, and eventually he's going to retire. Then what do I do?
You're going to be in the same boat I'm in right now, looking for a new dentist.
Yeah, looking for a new dentist. Yeah, it's weird because this man's been working on my teeth for like 30 years.
That is going to be a weird day for
you.
Yeah,
like 30-something years probably.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't want nobody else touching my mouth, Jerry.
What about a urologist? I mean, you got to find a new one of those.
Yeah, that's...
new hands on your stuff.
Yeah, that I don't like.
I
but know. I do feel like dentistry has not advanced as much as I would have liked it to advance. I feel like they're making small progress, but like if you have a cavity, they're still drilling into your teeth, which is bizarre.
But I think better ways to numb you to make it a little more comfortable.
Yeah.
Because I think 30, 40 years ago, it was a little more uncomfortable.
So let me ask you this. So let's say I step back into a 1994 dental office.
Yeah.
And I'm getting a cavity filled.
I think you wake up from the guest and they're having sex on your lap.
Well, that would be very awkward.
I'm just kidding.
Do you think I would notice a difference compared to what
God,
I have now?
I hope so. I'll tell you where you would notice the difference, and this is probably why dental prices have gone through the roof. I think you would notice nicer and bigger facilities, more employees. In terms of the work, I don't know. I mean, 30 years ago, could you have complete dental implants done that look really good? So in some ways, I think they've advanced to really cool levels, but in terms of the day-to-day type of maintenance work, it's probably the same. You might be right. You might be onto something.
Yeah, like I'm still going to get a drill that's a spinning drill bit as if you needed to drill a hole in your wall.
That's
going to drill my teeth.
Can AI help with this?
I don't trust AI to do anything anymore. AI can't get the most basic things done.
I know.
You know, back in the day, like even if, like your dad was in the military.
He was.
As my dad was, Vietnam,
yep.
Correct?
Yep.
I am sure that when they were in the military, if one of our dads rolled up to the medical tent or medical facility and said, I have a toothache, they'd have pulled the tooth right out. I think that's what they were doing back in the
day. That's very especially if they were in Vietnam.
Yeah.
I mean, there was no, oh, let's get you comfortable. And it was, get back out there.
Yeah.
Probably true.
I think they used to just pull our teeth. Now they will drill the teeth.
I got to be honest, pulling the tooth doesn't sound so great either.
No, that sounds terrible as well.
Horrible.
But they do say that if you have a tooth infection,
it can kill you.
Yeah, it could go. First of all, it can make you crazy because it could go to your brain, which you don't want.
No.
It's just a rotting. You probably get stink breath from.
I've noticed more and more, and I don't know why in the last couple of years, I've noticed more and more of people I know that just have horrific teeth. to yes. where I actually question if they see a dentist ever.
Yeah, I'm big at looking at people's teeth. Like looking to say, oh, do they have yellow teeth? Right. Do they have white teeth? Uh-huh. Are their teeth all jacked up? And I always wonder, too, like what people's breath smells like.
You probably don't want to know.
I don't, but
in most cases, not great.
So like a dentist and a dental hygienist is dealing with people's breath all day long.
What's worse? The dentist or the dental hygienist dealing with that smell, or a gynecologist or a proctologist dealing with those scents?
I'm going to say the latter two are worse because
they have to be.
The visual is probably also not pleasant. Like at least somebody might have stinky breath, but it's a mouth. It's not a butthole or a front
or a
hole.
Badge, right.
Yeah, vagina. Thank you, Jerry. That was the word I was looking for. What do you think the person who cleaned your teeth, what do they make in an hour?
The dental hygienist?
Yeah. I'm going to ask today when I go there.
$30 an hour?
$30 an hour?
Well, I mean, $30 an hour, if that's a full-time job,
yeah.
would equate to, it's like $60,000 a year.
I think they all work in different offices. Like they'll do a couple hours in this office.
Really?
Like, yeah, a day or two in this office, a day or two in another office.
Yeah, ask. I wouldn't know that. I don't know.
I'm not going to ask the
hygienist.
The hygienist.
Ask your brother-in-law.
I'm like, what do these girls make?
Absolutely.
You ever have a male dental hygienist?
I have not.
Me neither.
I have not. I know at the place I used to go to, and my wife still goes, there is a male dental hygienist. I just have not had him work on my mouth at all.
Wonder if they're rougher.
Bigger hands.
Yeah, bigger hands. Just like jamming those hands in your mouth.
You seem like you might be enjoying that. Relax.
I don't like how rough some of the girls get.
They have to, though.
I know. And like, here's the thing. Like, Gio talked about having gone like 5 years before he went to the dentist again.
And they scrape away, man.
And how terrible his experience was. I go every 6 months.
And it's terrible.
I'm not eating crazy foods. I watch.
Sometimes I wonder if you eat.
And it is a scrape job, as if they're doing like they're tearing up Route 109 in New Jersey.
I know. I'm going to go, and I'm going to call your brother-in-law's place.
Yeah.
So I haven't gone now in one full year. It was December of last year, and I just had it. Nice people. I think they're great. They just push too much stuff that I don't think is necessary. I really don't. So I decided it's enough.
They're trying to upsell you, like when you go get your oil changed and they show you your filters.
Yeah, I don't want to say they're upselling me, because I'm sure the work they want to do on the teeth is not going to hurt me, but I don't think it's necessary. And everything cost a couple $1,000s. I was like, you know what? I'm going to go for another opinion, go somewhere else. And I just haven't made that appointment because I've been busy and I need to make the appointment. I want to go by March. So that'll be a full year. So it'll be a scrape job. Not like Gio's 5 years, but it's a year.
I'd like another opinion. Okay, your breath stinks. Need any more opinions?
Yeah, I'm not worried about that. I mean, that might be the case, but I want to know about the teeth.
Yeah, your teeth. Yeah, absolutely.
I told you, I'll give you two examples real quick. Number one, my older son had braces put on his teeth, and we were told 5-year process. And in that 5-year process, we had to go see them every 4 months. To get make sure everything was in line, and if there was any tightening, and every time we went, we got a bill for, I don't know, $325. I mean, it wasn't cheap, and dental insurance is crap, so you have to pay that bill. And I shouldn't even say a bill. They wanted the money right then and there.
This episode is brought to you by NBA on Prime. This Tuesday at 8:30 Eastern, it's the Emirates NBA Cup Championship game on Prime. This year's quest for the cup has been building to this, the championship game, live from Las Vegas. Not a Prime member? Sign up for a 30-day free trial to get started today. The Emirates NBA Cup Championship game, this Tuesday at 8:30 Eastern, only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
So 2 years, maybe he was 17. 2 years into this is when he had his seizure. And in the hospital, I felt so bad for the kid. Because of the metal and the braces, he couldn't go through an MRI machine. They had to rip the braces off his mouth in the hospital. This is during the pandemic. The hospital's quiet. But it was tough. I felt so awful for him. Well, when he was there, I asked one of the doctors who started in dentistry, because we got to talking, and he's like, oh, I'm sorry we had to take them off, but clearly he was at the end, right? I'm like, no, actually, no. He goes, oh, his teeth are perfect. I'm like, he's got 3 years to go. I guarantee you, Al, that place that he got them was not going to take them off, and we were still going to go three times a year, and they were going to charge me $325 for braces. And then the other example why we left this one place and why my kids go where my wife goes now, my younger son goes in. The dental hygienist is telling me, oh, he's got great teeth. He's doing great, wonderful. Now the dentist will be in a little while. Dentist comes in. Everything's good at dentist. We need to discuss braces. I'm like, what? Why? Well, and all mumbo jumbo. I don't know what she's talking about. So I bring him to my dentist at the time. I'm like, does he need braces? They're like, no. That effing place wanted to charge me $7,000 for braces, and had the dental hygienist not told me, I would have just believed he needs braces.
Right.
So I don't. That's why second opinions from now on for everything.
Even wiener problems,
anywhere.
Butt problems,
yes.
Teeth problems.
I'm going to a different urologist now to get a second opinion.
This is what they say about dental insurance, that the dental insurance covers the same amount as it covered years ago, but all the prices have gone up.
Skyrocketed.
Yes.
They haven't gone up. They've skyrocketed.
So, like, if your dental insurance used in 2005.
So it covers a cleaning.
Yeah. And if you need, like, bridge work done or something.
It might have been $1,000 then. It's $4,000 now.
Right, but they're still only covering cleanings. The same $1,000 or whatever the heck it is.
Yeah.
There's a very dirty dental assistant that keeps popping
You're
up.
You're into her, aren't you?
It keeps popping up on my Instagram.
What are you searching that pops up?
I don't know. Instagram is giving this to me. But it's clearly, I guess I found out finally after enough people told me that these girls that look like they're like a dirty nurse. And they're in the actual like
don't
dental
tell me
office.
AI.
No, they tease you to get you to go to their OnlyFans. Yeah. But this woman is a woman, hot blonde woman, is a dental hygienist on her,
right,
as her character. But she's in a dental office. So she's renting out a dental office to do these like
hot vids?
Hot videos, yeah. Of her like having to change in front of the patients, Jerry.
Again, you look like you're really enjoying it. Keep your pants on, Al.
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
All right.
It's very, like...
sultry?
Yeah, like, I would have fallen for this a number of years ago, as far as, like, I'd be, like, paying for an OnlyFans model.
But you've matured.
I've matured, yeah, at 56.
So much so you just can't wait for another one to pop up on your Instagram feed.
At 56, I've matured, Jerry. But, yeah, she's, like... And she knows... She must know... that OnlyFans models must know... the age of people who pay OnlyFans models. And according to all these things, it's people in their 40s, men in their 40s.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Because...
I would have thought younger men, okay.
Yeah, I guess younger men...
Younger men or older men, I would have thought.
Yeah. This is... Because she'll always... The dental hygienist girl will always, like, title her videos, "The way I dress when I know that cute 42-year-old... patient is coming in," and then she's like,
"Oh, she's got her
very
audience.
Sexy." Yeah,
she's got her audience.
Very, very sexual, Jerry. It is a weird experience because when you are getting your teeth cleaned, there was a woman
leaning over you.
Correct.
I know.
And I like know. Just on top of your business.
Uh-huh.
That's got to be so weird for them.
Yeah, that's why
for the girls that do it.
And in a lot of cases, someone's usually nearby.
Yeah,
I know. In our place, the door's always open. Now.
Oh yeah, always open doors.
You know, and so if there's an issue, someone's literally right around the wall.
I got to ask about that when I get in there today, too.
What's that?
You ever get weird patients?
Oh, everybody gets weird patients. You're working with the public. You're always going to be dealing with weird people. I've done this cornhole league for 8 years. By and large, lots of great guys. There are always a couple that you want to punch in the face. A
couple weirdos.
There always are.
Yeah.
That's not unusual anywhere. I think no matter what you do, if you're dealing with people, you are going to run into some sort of an issue along the way somewhere. You have to.
Some sort of weirdo.
Well, I'm not even saying they're a weirdo. Just difference of opinion, difference of personality, a little conflict. Some people are argumentative when they don't need to be. And it's just like, you know, not fun.
Yeah, not fun.
That's the one thing where... You know, you think about, I always think about, especially with the way this business is going these days, you know, it's time to start a business, like for real. It's like, all right, so what do you want to do? It's like, you want to deal with people, because while it can be fun and it can be rewarding and it can work financially, you might have a lot of headaches along the way. Do I want that? No, I don't.
Yeah.
But it's hard to do something without having customers.
Correct.
Unless you're Bob Does Sports and you can figure out how to, or Mr. Beast, where you can figure out how to have, you know, millions and millions and millions of people watching your videos.
Yeah, if we could figure out how to have millions of people watching, what if we figured out, Jerry, somehow to have people, 500 people watch our videos?
Well, that's a problem. So Sal's video on Twitter yesterday had 225,000 views. Well, like if you did that on every video, you'd do well, right?
You'd make a very good living.
Now that's Twitter, though, not YouTube or Instagram. You don't make money from Twitter, do you, from Twitter views?
There's a way. I don't know how people do make money on Twitter, but there is a way. There's like a, there's a, somewhere in your settings you can set it to monetize. I don't know how they do that, though.
Interesting.
But, no, YouTube is where you, if you were getting 200,000 views on YouTube videos,
you're doing great,
you
right?
make a really nice living.
Yeah, as long as they don't screw you and stop sending it out.
Yeah. They demonetize you.
That is
true.
Yeah. So, I want to remind me Monday. Yeah. You got to leave.
No, go ahead. Give me.
Nah, I don't have a minute.
You don't have time?
No, because it's more, it's a little bit of a longer conversation.
What am I reminding you?
Gary Brecka.
Gary
Brecka. Like him. I like him. I heard him on an interview with Megyn Kelly on satellite radio yesterday.
Uh-huh.
And just his information is mind-blowing to me.
Yeah.
I just wanted to run some stuff by you.
That was the other thing I have to ask my dentist today. If I took
nicotine
patches, or not nicotine pouches,
yeah.
and started using them, and I came, let's say I use them every day, and I show up here next year, can you tell I'm doing
it? And will you have a hole in your lip?
Yeah, will I have a hole in my lip?
Which I don't think you would. Oh, that was the other thing. There was a video, I don't know that it was real or not. I want to remember this for Monday, too. I want to find it and send it to you. You watch it, and we'll... A guy telling you not to put your cell phone in your pocket.
Well, too late on that one.
Too late for everybody.
My balls are fried.
But I want to get to that, too, on Monday. You are working next week, right?
Oh, yes.
You're out the following 2 weeks.
Yes.
Okay, I'm in every day.
One more question, Jerry.
Yeah.
Do you think a dentist would be able to tell if you were... before you went in there?
What like, does that mean? Blah, blah, blah. What does that mean? What are you doing?
Like you did something sexual with a woman and you went, and then you went to the dentist.
And you didn't brush your teeth or use mouthwash?
Yes.
Al, good to see you. Tuna fish? I don't know. I don't know.
I'm afraid to ask,
ask
my
him.
Doctor.
He's your brother-in-law.
Yeah, I can't ask in an open office, Jerry. I have to do that at Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
I missed my opportunity on Thanksgiving.
Right, it's Christmas dinner. Your nieces and nephews are old now.
Oh, yeah, they're older.
That's funny.
All right, Jerry, let's do the warm-up show. I got to run to the dentist, then we'll be back here tomorrow on a Friday. We're all singing cool games, and everything will be awesome. So...
And Doug. Here we have the Limo Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu, is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
Americans told Washington what they want. Lower costs. Yet Brandon Carr's FCC is considering a merger between TV station giants Nexstar and Tegna. If approved, millions of Americans will pay even more to watch TV. They'll pay more to watch the news, entertain their kids, or cheer on their favorite team. Thankfully, President Trump knows what Americans want, and President Trump can stop this. Brandon Carr needs to reject the Nexstar-Tegna merger and protect Americans from higher TV bills. Paid for by Keep It Local Media.
What's up? It's Draymond Green. I'm back for my 14th NBA season, and my podcast, The Draymond Green Show, is back too. This season, I'm breaking down games, reacting to the biggest NBA stories, and sitting down with teammates, rivals, and culture shapers. And trust me, I'm not holding back, on the court or on the mic. Two new episodes every week, new segments, big conversations, real basketball talk for the real hoop heads. Listen to and follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts. We're back, we're better, let's get it.